let's go. He's like, I'm done. I'm done. Wait. Wait 1 second. Crack now? It again. Do it now.
Go.
Okay. And broken neck.
Welcome to the podcast. They Call Comes Naturally. As always, podcast free. Help us out. Go to Facebook. Like and share the Facebook page. Go to Twitter. Twitter handle is
at Comes Natural Pod.
Go to iTunes. Subscribe, rate, review. Tell friends. Cody, go.
See, doesn't that give you a scare rection?
No.
Just a scare.
Okay.
Rection. Comes Naturally. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody, and today we are joined by...
Pause for dramatic effect.
Dodge!
That wasn't very dramatic.
Hey, you're not supposed to say that part.
What? Oh?
Yeah.
Shit.
Parentheses means directions.
He reads the whole script every time.
Italicized? No?
Mm-mm. Fuck. Motherfucker.
No, Mike does a new thing with the business at the beginning where he leaves out words to, like, no, he doesn't leave, he says all the important stuff, but he doesn't talk, doesn't
streamline
say it. Like, he streamlines it in a way where it sounds like he doesn't know English very well.
Yeah.
It also sounds very angry.
But also, I don't know English very well.
Well, we know that.
So that's a fact.
Are you angry today?
That fact.
He's shouting at people.
Hey, do you know Winston is in the new Barbershop movie?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the only reason I've seen the trailer for it.
I didn't watch the trailer for it. I just saw, there's a picture of him right there.
May I?
See the picture?
Yes.
Dion Cole's in it, too.
So is J.B. Smoove.
You remember Hang Time? The old TV show?
Yeah.
Anthony Anderson? Got a start on?
Fat Anderson?
Yeah.
Super fat.
Man, yeah. That show was dope. I bet it was awful.
He's an example of head fat never going away.
Yeah.
Because his head's the same size. Like, he lost
he lost a lot of weight.
He's got, like, jowls now, though.
It's kind of tightened up, but his head's still, like... Like, big. This portion is still fat. Like, this, like, the this part.
He's also the man who finally killed Law & Order. Like, who knew that was possible?
Wow.
He did?
Last couple seasons.
Has he been on it, really? I thought he was off, though.
No, and then...
Well, he's on Blackish.
Law & Order.
So...
Not SVU. Yeah. Law & Order.
That's just straight up Law & Order.
The Law & Order.
He's no Jerry Orbach.
He's no Jeremy Sisto, am I right?
Whoa, no that other guy. I don't know his name.
I love Jeremy Sisto.
Or Benjamin Bratt. Or...
Stop that.
Jesus.
Stop that right now.
Maloney, what's his name?
Christopher Maloney?
Oh,
that's SVU. That's Stabler.
They all fucking confuse me.
What's the guy in Flash now? What's his name?
Joe?
Yeah, Joe from Flash. Fuck, whatever.
That's not his real name, though.
Joe West.
Joe from Flash. That's not, no.
He was the...
Oh, God damn it.
He was, yeah.
Yep. That's the one.
Hard enough.
Good talk.
It's impressive that Sam Watterson's still alive, though. Like, that's pretty impressive.
Well, then...
He's been playing that part for...
Yeah, but Jesus, what was the old man's name? The dude that they always, like, the old wise guy that always went
The chubby one that always talked. He was the boss for the DA, right?
Yeah, like he was like there's the
he's been off of it for a long time.
Well, he's dead though.
Yeah, well,
I don't know what you're talking about because the only
in real life he's dead.
Yeah,
not on the show anymore. Well, that in the show doesn't exist anymore. Well, he showed up in SVU though every now and then.
Early on though. Really, the guy who was a senator was on it for a while too.
Yeah.
Or was a senator afterwards? I don't know. Did you know Ice-T started as a pimp on the movie?
The
Law & Order movie?
Oh, yeah. I was like, movie.
Movie they did early on.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen the Law & Order movie.
Yeah, they used to air it every now and then.
So bad.
Well, no, it's exactly what the show was.
Yeah.
Its first few seasons.
An hour and a half.
It's just when you watch it, you're like, oh, this is so dated.
Yeah. It's bad now. Then it was good.
Yeah.
It was like a TV movie.
They didn't perfect the procedural dramas yet, you know?
Those were, it was rough back in the day.
But, yeah. And then now he's a cop. He's got the longest running spot on it now.
Oh, is it one of the detectives? I was no, dude, the detective or the lawyer by far has the longest running. But yes, if you're talking about cop-wise,
he's technically not on it anymore either.
Who?
As a regular? Sam Watterson?
Really? He's not?
I think he's just a every now and then he comes back and does something, but he's not a regular anymore.
They have different lawyers?
Yeah.
Mm. What was the one that Kingpin
It's hard
was
to
on?
Tell because
they're all the same. What was the one
they
Kingpin
and
was
they
on?
Show episodes from every decade, every day on every channel.
Well, yeah.
So you can never really tell.
So
they do blend
order.
Together really
so
well.
So goddamn. Yeah. It's like they pick a day of the week, and then that day of the week has a continuum going. So like Mondays is in order, but Tuesdays isn't following that order. It's actually like episodes from before that, but they play those in order. But they pick like random seasons to do it too.
But like everybody's been on a Law and Order. Everyone was on Seinfeld at some point.
Everyone was on Gilmore Girls.
Everyone was on Gilmore Girls. It's like those three shows gave everyone their start. It's because I've mentioned it.
Yeah, I know because I used to watch the WB.
When it was halfway decent?
Yeah, but I didn't watch Gilmore Girls. I watched an episode of, well, most of an episode of Gilmore Girls.
What is it called now? What's the fucking WB now?
CW.
CW.
Yeah, which still doesn't make no sense to me.
Also called that channel that Flash and Arrow's on.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing else good on it.
Yeah, no. the only thing you should watch is those. Well, Supernatural if you're into that sort of thing. But
if
I like the show.
If you're a lady, just kidding. Ladies love that shit.
No, dude,
they do love that shit.
You love that show.
This is the Winchesters, right? Is their names?
Yeah,
Sam and Dean.
Sam and Dean
Winchester. Yeah,
that's the their stepbrothers to Bruce Wayne.
Yeah,
half brothers. Yeah,
that works.
Because Thomas Wayne. Was, what was their dad's name? Something, Daddy Winchester. What was his name?
Frank.
You're wrong.
I guess.
Bob. Bill.
In what?
Bob. Jeff. Bill.
In, Jeffrey Morgan's character. He played Sam and Dean's father.
Yeah.
What was his name?
In the show?
Yeah.
Javier Bardem.
Yes, it's Javier Bardem.
Or still Jeffrey Morgan.
It was...
Nobody knows.
Because yeah, I tried to explain Batman v Superman to someone at work, but making fun of them at the same time by using characters that those people have played in previous movies. So I referred to Batfleck as Daredevil. And I referred to
Wayne.
Thomas Wayne as the comedian, which they didn't get at all, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
No clue. And I was like, dad from Supernatural? Like, oh, okay. I'm like, Jesus
fuck.
Stop
with that.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Kind of Monte Cristo's son is what I called Henry Cavill. Because I can't remember his kid's name from
the movie. What was the 300-ish movie he was in early on? It was like in that style.
Immortals?
Immortals.
Yeah. God, I saw that the other day. He is much smaller in that movie.
Yeah, he didn't have fucking Jim Jones that built beef him up. Jim Jones is the name of the company that Zack Snyder uses.
He did a good job in
spelled G-Y-M.
Man from Uncle.
Jones.
Jim. Oh, yeah. We had that conversation. Yeah.
What's up?
Man
from Uncle?
Yeah. He did a really good job in that.
Plus, did you hear that?
He's a good actor.
He's a really good actor. He doesn't get a shot because he's English and unknown.
But he's Australian. Well,
whatever.
He's English.
Is he?
Henry Cavill?
Yeah. But he's Australian.
No.
Fuck.
You're confusing him with Bane.
You're doing...
Jeez.
I'm going to stop calling people by their actual names and just refer to characters that you may know them as.
I approve.
Mad Max, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
No, not the old one, the new one.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Not the lady, but the dude.
Not the lady. I was with you when you said Bane.
Gotcha. Making sure.
Word.
That's my thing, though. I'm going to think I'm going to do that from now on.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah,
no more names.
Also going to be super annoying. Like, very
It's kind of funny. I mean, as long as the references are not horrible, I mean, I think it'll work.
Oh, but I also said
But
that,
he's going to start dipping into, like...
Well, you only have to dip when you're talking about asshats, you know, people that haven't played good characters.
No, I'm gonna do it for everybody.
No, I mean, but like,
if I were to say like, hey, that one movie with Martin Riggs, no, not Lethal Weapon, the other one, you know, the one where he's in the car with the shotgun, that's the one.
That's Road the Warrior. One. Where's Joe?
Gun, lost. The gun in the car because it could be Lethal Weapon.
They really could be Lethal Weapon.
No, I know.
It's really,
okay, just making sure you got the joke.
Yes.
But I was
saying
Lethal
Weapon TV show, huh?
Really?
That's weird.
Yeah, did you see who's casting it, though?
No.
Yeah. Oh, fucking awful. Damon Wayans Sr.
Stop.
Yeah, is going to play Murtaugh.
Isn't he like 600 years old right now?
Well, yeah, that's
still
bald.
I mean,
that's the point.
Yeah.
But Murtaugh's, and then, Murtaugh was what? When they started the franchise, he was in his late 30s.
We had this conversation. Yeah. He wasn't that old.
He wasn't.
He
no.
played older in the movie.
Yeah. That's what, and
Black
I think he
crack,
was only
you know?
In it. I think it was only
until
in his
it breaks
late 30s.
All at once.
Yeah. Oh, then they get to a certain age and it's like super old. Well, they're like Asian people.
Super old.
They have their 60th birthday and just super wide with a crazy long mustache.
I don't know if it's 60. It might be 70. How old is Morgan Freeman? He still looks pretty good.
104.
Yeah, but he's some kind of warlock or something.
He's the painted man.
He's God.
He is the painted man. See what you did there?
Come on.
I like that one.
He threw that fucking sword at ugly face.
I wanted to make a sequel to that, and you thought that was a dumb idea.
No. Let's go back to that. You want to make a sequel, so why?
Hey, I can't. So Christian Slater get a movie role again.
His actual statement is, so Christian Slater can have a comeback. Those are his actual words.
Dude,
I don't think that's going to help.
He's got that momentum of Mr. Robot going right now. Everybody loves that shit. So
they don't love it because of him.
No.
Well, but he's in it. I mean, you got to give him a little bit of credit.
Then he can team up with Richard Grieco for a sequel to If Looks
Boo!
Can Kill.
Oh, sorry. I dropped the line on Richard
But
Grieco.
He has a comeback because of Sonny.
Nope. Fuck that guy.
He was in it. He Sonny in this last... Because he was a soft
like more
guy.
Than one role or more than one episode,
two technically, but only because they mentioned him in one episode and actually had him in the
for real though. I think
for real though
they
for
could do
though.
A sequel to Robin Hood.
Fair enough.
Just saying, Kevin Costner's doing a shitload of work now. Might as well do
he
something
is doing
good.
A shit ton of work right now.
Hopefully, Criminal's good.
I think it'll be good because
really 3 Days to Live was fucking awful.
It was pretty bad.
I haven't seen Draft Day, but I heard it's not a great movie. But I don't know if it's because
I enjoy that movie. If you like sports, you'll really, especially football.
I don't even think you need to like sports.
It was just a solid movie.
It was a dialogue driven movie, and people
didn't very much why. So. Okay, that's why people don't like it then.
Like, there's really nothing. It's
all dialogue and strength.
It also has no, because it doesn't have football, like it's not stressing perfect. A point, right? It's not. No, it doesn't have an agenda. Not. I don't want to say agenda, but it doesn't
there's
have
no
like
moral
a point
story
to it.
Yeah,
no.
And people
it's a sports
tend
movie.
To yeah tend to not like dialogue driven movies.
Yeah, just ask Kevin
I
Smith.
Liked it.
He just keeps making them though. Good on you.
Yep.
Good on you, Kevin.
Do
Smith.
What you need to, man. There's gonna be so much talking. Also, in
the Yoga Hosers trailer. Come on, Dick.
Yeah, Dick face.
Yeah, Dick.
Not like you're editing the movie anymore.
Yeah, you're done. It's finished. Almost. Give me a trailer.
That would just let me watch it.
Right.
Can I skip right to watching it?
Yeah, it just comes out on Netflix randomly one day. I'll be cool with that.
I'll buy it on iTunes. I don't give a fuck.
Buy it on iTunes, too.
Yep.
I bought Tusk on iTunes.
I did, too. I proved that shit after I walked out of the movie theater. I was like, gonna buy this. How do you spell Tusk again? All right, there you go.
Tusk.
I hit that wrong letter on the keyboard, so I blamed it for not knowing how to spell it.
You put a Q in it, didn't you?
Damn it.
Tusk.
Yeah, I went for the T and went way over here.
Tusk.
Totally missed.
Is it pronounced Cusk? Is that how you pronounce it?
Close enough.
The other day I was watching Billy Madison, and he was all like, your second grade spelling bee. He's all rock. R-O-K. Okay. He's all, yeah, and? R-O-C-K. Oh, the C is silent. My favorite part of that movie. It's just perfectly dumb.
I actually like the heat stroke penguin thing is like my favorite running gag.
That's pretty good. And he's dancing with Chris Farley at the end.
Yeah. And the stilt clown.
You thought I was dead.
What's your favorite running gag in a movie?
Oh, shit.
Fucking Christ. That's not my favorite running gag.
Oh, I don't think that's actually a running gag in any movie.
Could be. Jeez, that's a
tough question.
Could it be running gag if it only comes back once in the movie?
I don't know if that would qualify.
But it's way later.
It's a callback.
Sure.
Instantly, that's a callback.
Instantly, I thought of the chicken in the bag in Borat.
Yeah.
When he's all sad and he slams the bag down, he just hears, "Parker!" That's so funny.
That's more of a callback than a running gag.
Yeah. Good point.
The only thing I can think of, and it's just because I can't think of anything else, is the... From Dude, Where's My Car? The Dude Suite.
Yeah.
They said all throughout the movie, and then they get the tattoos. What does mine say?
Dude.
What does mine say? Sweet. No, what does mine say? Dude. Yeah.
It's not bad. I don't even have an answer to my own question, because it's really hard to think back to all the movies and think of running gags.
I'm sure it's Billy Madison, though. Might be something Billy Madison. The banana peel in Billy Madison? Like, that's...
Yeah.
And it's not really a running gag. Well, it's the O'Doyle's running.
O'Doyle yeah. rules is the running gag through a bunch of those.
And there. Then they all die because of the banana.
Yeah,
because
Chris Farley's a dick.
Yeah.
He litters on biodegradable trash.
Turn this goddamn bus around right now.
And him, Norm MacDonald, and that fat guy never knew his name.
Yeah, who is that guy?
It's I was thinking
that the other day. I was like, yeah, everyone knows Norm MacDonald and Chris Farley. Who the fuck is this other dude?
It's a friend of theirs.
Not even like an actor. Maybe he's a writer or something?
He's a stand-up.
Oh, is it?
Not a very good one, apparently, because no one's ever heard of him.
Oh.
No, it's true.
I know.
But yeah, it's one of my favorite parts of that movie, though, is when there's like, who eats 120 bagged lunches? And you see him just fucking munching
down
on
the old lady, who's that goddamn Sasquatch?
If peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis. Gross. Yeah, it's pretty funny. That movie's fantastic. I keep saying this. I know we've said it on the show before. Adam Sandler, like, for the most part, makes pretty solid movies. Like, after the fact, but he gives him a lot of shit. I mean, granted, I know he plays a lot of the same characters, according to Joe.
It's always the
same
character. I would
agree. Not a huge fan.
I would agree.
But, like, I just recently watched Pixels.
Is it any
good? Actually really good.
I haven't seen it yet, so.
Like, I was
deterred because it looked horrible.
Yeah, like, the trailers do that movie a disjustice for sure. Like, the trailers for that movie do the opposite of what trailers are supposed to do.
Yeah,
trailers are supposed to trick you into seeing a movie that's awful.
Right.
Like that piece of shit fucking Russian alien movie we saw.
Russian
with
alien
With the aliens with, like, the light. Had the Emil Hirsch kid in it.
The fuck are you talking about?
Aliens with the light.
You know what I'm talking about.
Skylight?
No, that movie was
Skyline
fucking awful.
Was horrible.
Skyline was fucking awful.
Oh,
no.
Oh, Skyline with
absolute garbage.
Is the it was the one where there it took place in Russia and like the alien attack and the aliens all you saw was like the light.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
They were just like a shifting of light. And it was like actual camouflage.
I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the name of that movie at all.
Anyways, that movie, the trailers made it look super dope, like one of those like
really suspenseful type.
And then you watch it and like this is a fucking goddamn mess.
Pointless.
Yeah. Jesus. Goddamn wrestling match going out there.
One person.
But yeah, no, like the trailers really make that movie look awful.
Yes.
They pinpoint jokes that don't seem to make sense.
Until they're actually.
But then when you get in actual context, you're like, oh, that's actually extremely clever. But the story is very simple, but it's very funny. Like the movie's hilarious. Kevin, like, the only reason I watched it is because and Fashion Munger literally tells you the exact story, like tells you everything from the movie.
That's Munger.
Because
he likes to run
the
shit.
Why not, right? So no, I spoil movies. He tells you the exact like everything that happens in it. Like he breaks down the movie for you.
Still spoiling the movie.
Yeah, but not like me. I slip up.
Slip up.
Slip
up.
Yeah. Wait till you get to episode 5.
Yeah.
But,
Dick.
Have you watched Daredevil yet?
Uh-uh.
Am I ruining it for you?
Sure, I don't care.
Punisher's Frank Castle. Boom! no, but but Kevin James plays the president of the United States. And guess who his wife is?
Hmm.
We talked about it earlier.
Who?
The blonde from 30 Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Oh, that's how the Pixels got right up. Yeah, right.
Yep. But yeah, no, the movie's actually really funny if you get a chance to watch it. I think it was on Stars when I watched it.
Yeah, I think that's what it's on right now.
Yeah, I don't think it's hit the HBOs yet. It'll be on Netflix soon.
Technically,
I'm sure.
I suppose it. You know, they'll hit one or the other first every single time. So it's
I'm sure it'll hit Netflix really soon. It's about that time. But it's a very clever movie, and the special effects are actually pretty good. And it's ridiculously violent, by the way. People die all the time. All the time.
Is what's fucking Star Trek? Is it a cameo for him? The
Star Trek?
The guy
there's so many fucking people in that goddamn movie
all
that I didn't
cameos,
know. Sean Bean's in that movie?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, crazy.
That guy's doing a lot of small shit lately.
What?
Does he die? Yeah, right?
No, he almost does.
Ooh.
Adam Sandler saves him.
He's slowly making
a
his
comeback
way to
or
not.
Like
yeah.
Well, that Legends TV show is on is really good until the second season.
But still, he
and then
hasn't
it was
died.
Like
garbage.
Well,
I didn't watch any of that.
They killed him at the end of this first season. I was like, well, he's not dead because they're totally.
Yeah, he signed up for a second season.
Like they greenlit a second season because the first season was so goddamn strong. And then the second season was fucking garbage. Plus, it TBS and TNT, which I always get confused which one's which. One of them has...
They both suck.
Yeah, mostly. Their TV shows, they don't run on a cyclical basis. They don't, like, show up the same time.
Right.
They just
throw them out whenever.
Well, the FX does the same thing, too, whereas, like, they're never... Like, you think, oh, Sunny's going to be in back in September. Nah, January. Next year, like, January again, right? Nah, it's October. What? Or, like, a year past when it was supposed to be? Like,
and a year and a half.
Yeah, you're like, right. You know, but same thing with Archer.
It'll be done when it's done.
Yeah, it'll be done when it's out. We're Venture
fucking
Brothers.
Fucking deal with it.
Yeah. Don't fucking push.
Don't push Genius.
It's a channel for artists.
But, they have a
and
problem
Danny
with,
DeVito.
Like... They,
hey.
they'll advertise a show. It'll come out. They'll do really well. And they're like, you know, we need to get a second season going. But they don't promote any of it. And all of a sudden, like, a week before it comes out, commercials fucking everywhere. You're like... I wasn't ready for this. I wasn't ready for this.
You need me like at least a month to prepare for this show to come back. Got
to
clear schedules, move work around.
FX has the benefit of Fox where they play random commercials for FX shows on Fox.
Yeah.
But also like...
Which I can never understand.
Have you watched ESPN a lot?
Not recently.
ESPN's still a channel?
It is.
Yeah, it's like eight channels. But they show FX commercials all the time on ESPN. And I don't understand it. And I don't know why I'm giving you an example from a sports channel that you know I don't watch very much of.
I was going to say,
but it's always on in the living room.
Ah,
always.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But
are they? They're all owned by the same.
No. ESPN is owned by Disney.
I was going to say ESPN is Disney, and Fox is definitely not Disney. So.
No, because otherwise we'd have a Fantastic Four movie that would be good.
Yeah, good
that's
TV shows.
So true.
Yeah,
or a TV show that is good and last.
There we go. That's
season.
The one.
Yeah, Fox cunts.
God,
Well, two things. I started thinking about, does ESPN even have any contracts with, like, major sports leagues anymore?
Well, they have...
ESPN?
ESPN, yeah.
All major?
Well, not exclusively.
No,
yeah because...
Yeah.
But
they're not the home of the NBA.
Yeah, they'll have Monday Night Football until Monday Night Football's not a thing anymore.
And then they'll have... No. It'll go through
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Someone else will shell out the money for it again. They have NBA games weekly, plus ABC.
They do baseball.
And they have
Sunday Night Baseball.
Sunday Night Baseball. Yeah, so they have a night of the
There's no exclusive sports. Sport.
Yeah. They're not the home of the NBA or the home of the NFL, I know that much.
It'd be bowling. Awful if it was.
Oh, yeah.
They're the home of bowling.
Yeah.
Because I know they
are.
On the Ocho?
I don't think they do hockey anymore.
No, that's dodgeball.
No, NBC Sports Network.
Yeah,
they do a really good job though too. Yeah, I just wish more people had that channel to watch it.
Do you know what channel's awful? Speaking of hockey, NHL channel. Have you watched that fucking channel?
No,
it's poor.
I don't get it.
Oh, it's so bad.
They don't know how to talk.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of articulate people
when you're
that
on
are
like channel 900. I don't think you really have to be that articulate.
Well, very like true. The NFL Network and NBA Network. I like the NBA Network.
I like the NFL Network. I haven't really watched NBA Network.
NFL Network gets kind of annoying because it's so redundant, the same news.
Well, there's a lot of saturation, for sure.
NBA Network, like, they do a little bit more in terms of, like...
Is Charles
Barkley like they got that show... Well, he'll come on every now and then because they partner with TNT, the TNT crew. But they do more like original content in terms of like panel shows. Like The Starters is really funny because The Starters is basically just a show of like four or five dudes who just are big fans of basketball, and they'll just talk basketball for an hour.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and then they make ridiculous bets and make each other do dumb shit. So it's like a weird comedy version of a sports breakdown show.
Okay,
like what's ESPN's sports breakdown show? With Marcellus.
Oh,
Sports Nation.
Sports Nation. Michelle Beadle.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Then my second thought was I'm staring up at that lightsaber, the one that looks like it's super dirty. Is that super dirty or is that just.
No, it's an older one. And the acrylic is because it used to be up on the wall and the sun hit it too much.
Okay, so it is discolored. It's not like. What color. Would it be?
But also, it's probably fucking dirty too.
I cleaned all of them before I put them up there. Ass munch.
When'd you put them up there? Ass munch.
A while ago. But that would be green.
Is that Mace Windu's? No, purple. Sorry,
even I knew that.
Fuck.
Please,
come on,
please leave the room.
Who's green? Is there only one? Just Yoda's?
Luke Skywalker.
Oh, that's the second one, isn't it? It's all right. We'll live.
Yo, so this just got announced on the Twitter just now.
Bradley Cooper is going to be in the new Max Landis movie?
UFC 200.
Oh, fuck.
Conor McGregor, Nate Diaz, welterweight.
What? So he's going down.
Really?
He's going. Conor McGregor is
going up.
Going up again.
To a different one?
No, because they fought. They fought welterweight the last time.
Yeah.
So that's fucking nuts.
Is he gonna stay at welterweight? Like he's gonna like go up and stay there?
I think he's upset.
He has to defend his title at some point. Has to. So he can't go up and stay up.
Well, depends. You know the UFC is all about.
It depends though, because if
he has to defend the title. I mean,
when's the next?
Well, Jose Aldo turned down the fight when the homeboy got injured, so he can't stake shit.
There's still other contenders in that division.
That's why they need to go by the ranking system more.
I can't. Their ranking system, they go pretty close. It's just in situations like these. Like, obviously, I wanted to see
who's
a rematch.
Who's next in line? And, what is it, light heavyweight? No.
No,
it's
Bantam.
Bantam.
Sorry, thank you.
That weird one.
But why is he going all the way back up to 170 again?
He really wants to fight there.
That's fucking nuts, dude. If I was McGregor, I would have made him come down to...
Doesn't Nate have another fight, though, I thought?
Mm-mm.
Lined up?
Well, he had another fight before he took the Conor fight on short notice.
Because I thought there was a card with him and his brother both on it.
No. His brother's... Remember that weed suspension?
I was going to say, he's still out, isn't he?
Yeah.
Or no, he's just back in.
He's still got some time to serve.
Please wait. Go ahead and talk.
But, like, McGregor's fucking ballsy. To go back to 170.
Can't be mad at him about it. I mean, hell, the guy's ambitious, to say the least.
But maybe he saw something.
Realized. Yeah, he saw his ass get beat. That's what he saw.
Well, no, because, I mean, you learn when, because that's the first time he's fought that high out of
Here's what I certainly can say. He did a lot better in the first round, had no stamina, got it, and towards the end of the first round, the second round, he was out.
The little stamina thing probably had a lot to do with him getting rocked in the face a few times, too.
I think really all that happened in the second round. By the second round, he was already gassed. He came out
in
the second round.
You have a weird bias thing because you hate Conor McGregor.
I don't hate Conor McGregor. I hate fucking Diaz brothers more than I hate Conor McGregor.
Nah,
that's for certain. I do not
fantastic.
Like. I was actually rooting
they're
for McGregor.
They're the best shit talkers. All three of those.
I disagree. They sound like a bunch of fucking idiots.
I know, but that's why they're the best.
Oh, it drives me insane talking with a mouthful of rocks, and can't put a sentence together to save their lives.
A lot of times, because they have to try to censor themselves and pull bad words out, and they don't know how to.
I don't think that they really have to do that. It's UFC. They just fucking bleep that shit out.
Unless you're live on Fox.
Like I mean, that was hilarious, by the way.
Then it just goes silent for 4 minutes while he's fucking spewing hate.
Joe Rogan was talking about in the earpiece, the producers were like, pull the mic. And there's literally this scene where he's looking at the producer, shaking his head. No.
I'm not blowing it.
He's all like, I'm a comedian
this
first.
Is gold.
I'm gonna.
What'd you have, Cody? Are you still looking?
No, I can't find it. I don't know why. I remember seeing a picture of the like a card where it showed like the pictures, and it was like
it was both brothers.
Probably
both
it wasn't
brothers.
A card. Maybe it was just like
a wish list,
whatever, or something.
I don't know. Whatever it happened to be.
Anyway,
but you're right. That's what I was wondering. It's like I thought there was a thing.
I would have made it. I would if I was
that's
McGregor,
four
I
UFC. That's
cut.
Like three UFCs away, right? 200.
Yeah. 200? Yeah.
Now that could be fucking 2 days, though. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I mean that's it's. I'm saying is it's one
a
month.
It'll be
so.
Within the month.
Yeah.
So by this time in July, right?
And not to mention, there's like two or three free shows before that. Too.
97 was this month.
No, 97 is 2 weeks, right? Because
I thought 97 was this month. And
96 was this month.
Okay.
Conor McGregor was this month.
96.
Yeah, and then 97 was going to be Jon Jones and Daniel Cormier, but
is that not going to happen now? Because
I think it's still
going to
happen. I think they're.
I don't see any reason why they would cancel it. I think.
He got arrested because of the warrants. Well, he violated parole, so that has to get resolved.
I don't think
there's an issue.
I don't see that being a problem.
I thought they said he was.
But for real though, like
I thought they said it was pulled.
No,
Okay.
Well, people were worried that it might be.
Oh, is that what?
If the thing goes south on
pretty
on John
shenanigans
Jones.
Reasons for arrest, though, too.
Yeah, but also, well, it's a don't verbally attack a cop on camera either.
Well, nobody said he was smart.
Well, no.
He snorted his title away.
We knew he wasn't fucking smart from the last time he actually got arrested.
He snorted his title away. Who does that? Besides him.
Like, how long before the UFC just cuts him, though?
How long?
Yeah.
This is definitely
going to be
strike
his
last. Two.
No, well, he's going to beat DC. He's the best fighter in that weight class.
As long as he looks in good shape. Like, ESPN
he's
did
in
that.
Good shape. He's not going to be in bad shape.
Well, ESPN just did a thing, like the training, the back to the ring or something like that. No. Is it back to the ring?
Something like that.
Or something like whatever it is. Or back in the gloves. But they did a thing about it. Like, it was like a 30-minute little thing talking about like his... They didn't. They skirted over the fact, like they didn't ask him about the whole like jail thing, blah blah blah.
The fact that he keeps getting in trouble.
Yeah, they did talk about that, but not like, hey, what the fuck's wrong with you? Like they're like, you know, with all your problems, he's like, well, yeah, I've had some issues and controlling my temper and blah blah blah. I'm like, well, also.
Yeah.
Well, it was the coke thing, allergies. And then it was
coke
the hit and run
one.
Thing.
Well, it was the coke thing first, which should have just been a red flag right away, which was,
huge.
But it wasn't. Like, they're
well,
like, they're like,
twice.
Ah.
It happened
bad
twice.
John Jones. Slap on the wrist.
But then, well. And then the other thing.
Or on the watch.
Which was
no, I didn't
confusing
want to
the shit.
Thing.
Is
the upper wrist.
He
hit
that lady. Hit
the less important
with
thing.
His car. That car accident.
Right?
And then he gets out of his car and runs away. Like.
And then runs back.
A literal hit and run. Like,
yeah, like
he hit this lady, realized it was his fault.
And then ran.
Fucking booked it. And then realized, oh, they know who I am. I should go
back.
Oh,
I'm John Jones. That's right.
And then he gets. The drag racing, yeah, he might have not been drag racing, but when there's video of him calling a cop a fucking liar and a stupid pig with a ton more curse words in it, it's like, hey, you're going to get arrested for violating your parole now, even if you weren't drag racing. That part, it's like,
is dumb
and why the fuck are you revving up your was Ferrari, right, or Porsche?
Yeah, something like that.
Revving it up, because that was
he
what
was
he was claiming. He saw
his fans.
He
was
so
acknowledging
he was
his fans that were shouting
up.
Out. That was shot in his name.
But also,
like,
he
that,
probably burnt out.
Movie? Remember the Titans? That's what it was.
Yeah. Basically. Only he didn't get hit by a truck.
He didn't pull Walker.
Yeah.
Too soon?
No.
It's been a year.
Ryan, what's his name? Guy from Jackass and stuff. Ryan Dunn.
Oh.
Ryan Dunn.
Yeah.
That was a Ferrari, though, right? Or no.
That was
no,
a
the
Porsche, too.
No,
it?
The guy from...
Mask.
Mask was a Ferrari.
Yeah.
Right?
Ryan Dunn was
that's the one where he literally cut his car in half on that fucking pole.
Pole's
fine.
Tree.
A tree. But
glad
yeah, like,
concerned.
But at what point, though, does the UFC is like, yeah,
it's
this guy's probably the most talented fighter in the world right now.
And that's why.
Head issues.
But, like, at some point, you got to say, hey, we can't have this in our. In
especially
when
you
want to
be a legitimate sport.
I would say this is
not
his
that
last,
you know other legitimate sports
draw.
Don't have their own issues like a wife beater and a fucking elevator, but
right.
Yeah, but like
or
that stuff
beater.
Gets dealt with.
Is that his
though.
Wife?
Fiance.
I knew it wasn't
still
married,
fiance. Close enough, by the way. Oddly enough,
well, because he got money.
What do you, well, what do you
they
think?
Were together
you think,
before
you think
the money.
That this should just be it for him, or do you think this is last straw? I think it's last straw.
This would be strike three, though, right? That would be strike.
This would be strike.
I mean,
legally.
I feel like I don't know. It just seems,
I don't know if this will fall into legal. I think this will all get dismissed.
Well, it's a
but he's been arrested
legal,
for a parole violation.
Yes,
right?
But
you know what I mean. Like
I mean,
when
ultimately,
you're on
if
parole,
you're
gonna
say legally,
don't fucking get arrested.
If it gets tossed, then it's no longer legal.
Well, yeah, I'm saying, but this is a legal.
Yeah, but
thing,
it's
so.
Still
a thing.
A black eye
for sure.
Black eye. Yeah. It's still a black eye on the company.
Come on.
But what?
I say this is last draw. I think he'll stay, but if he fucks up again, he's out.
I don't know. At a certain point, you gotta just be like, peace.
You think they're gonna cut ties with them right this minute?
I think the final straw will be like murder. Is the case. They
like, they'll probably wait for a conviction,
here goes
Snoop. Though.
I got you.
You're welcome.
You think what? A conviction?
They
would
have to, yeah. I mean, because his punishments have been so fucking... candy ass compared to like any other like sport with
so how long
commission.
Did they do for the
if he wasn't
cocaine.
A belt holder he'd be out by now
if he wasn't
probably.
Any good Yeah. He wouldn't last past the Coke thing.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? If he was a 500 fighter.
Here's one. If he wasn't a belt holder at that time, still good, did the Coke issue, do you think he'd be still in it?
Yes.
As good as he was, but not a belt holder.
A belt by then.
Yes.
Because he's young, dynamic, he was a big star.
People are drawn to him.
Like,
and he was?
Like, there's a handful of fighters could have done anything, and they still would have come back.
Ryan Bader got drunk and punched a hooker. He got kicked out.
Yeah, but
I don't see anything wrong with that. What?
He also ran a fucking limousine into a casino. But
so there's nothing wrong with that?
I was kidding.
Okay, whatever.
She's a hooker. They're used to it. Ask that dude that knows the chamois.
So, like, the UFC is, like,
oh, wait, he
this close to... They have to start getting, basically, their equivalent of a players union, right? Like...
I would say that they're very close.
Because, like, the NFL and the NBA...
The only reason why I would say they don't is because there's still other, leagues out there, but they're close.
I mean, technically, there's other football leagues out there and other basketball leagues.
Yeah. Not on the same level. I guess you could say that. I mean, Bellator is not on the same level and all that.
Yeah,
Bellator is
not... I mean, nothing is consistent as UFC.
Right.
Not this thing like Canadian Football League or...
it's still around.
Iverson went to in Europe.
There's a hundred of them.
Basketball. There's a ton.
He was in the big one over there, though, right? Wasn't he in the big European league?
I think
it doesn't matter. I might have even gotten the name wrong.
But there's only two
Allen
football
Iverson,
leagues,
right?
No, there's two football leagues. Well, I don't necessarily consider the arena league on the same level because it's not
arena
not.
Football?
Well, it's not the same dimensions
like,
and things
it's like
of that
foosball
nature.
Foosball compared to soccer.
Soccer, yeah.
Well, no, because there's the Canadian Football League.
Right.
I'm not talking. The lingerie one doesn't count, even though it's fun to watch.
Is that still?
It's also women.
That's a legit thing. Yeah.
No, but I mean, it's still going.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's actually more popular now than it's ever been.
There's the European one. Right?
I don't think that one's still around.
Is the European one, the football league, still around?
I don't think it's still around. That's why the NFL
is
in Europe.
The NFL is because
the European one's not around anymore.
Oh,
NFL is the only one without any clear cut number two. Like UFC, obviously they had Pride for a long time and then they snatched up. Then they had WEC and they snatched them up. Now Bellator. They still have big name fighters at Bellator. Yeah,
right.
Usually past their prime, but they still get.
They have some up and comers too. NBA has
Pride didn't actually have any up and comers. They had good.
Well, they had the great fighters that were already there, and then UFC probably took them.
MLB has a couple other leagues overseas. Basketball has a couple other like. There's other options. Football players, there's not a lot of options.
I think the MLB's biggest competition is the Japan League.
Yeah, and they keep poaching all their good pitchers.
They certainly
do.
But it costs them a lot, though.
I feel like you're so close now with the UFC becoming so big and putting on damn near weekly events now. Like you
it's
have
three
to
a month,
have
right?
Sometimes it's fucking 4 a month.
I mean, they're busy.
I mean, I don't think Dana White wants any part of having a fighters union, but
I don't think anyone, no business owner like that would.
No,
because
it's
gonna hurt them.
Yeah,
it's
well, that's the thing is like when they did the Reebok deal, people were like,
fighters lost so much money.
Yeah, that's what I think will drive them to a players union fastest.
Yeah.
Is that kind of shenanigans.
But for real, John Jones, get your shit together.
I think that's the message.
Quit being a piece of shit, you piece of shit.
Because you're on your way out if you don't.
And like, granted, he'll go to Bellator.
Do you really think so?
Fight, like,
I mean,
Tito.
Like,
yes.
He has, at a certain point, dude.
But at a certain point, but you're saying.
Like, one more good
like,
fuck
he
up?
Gets completely convicted.
If this conviction sticks,
like he goes to jail, you're saying that's
if he goes to jail,
done.
He's done.
But anything less than that is
no.
what I'm saying is, do you think
well,
he sticks around?
Well, I think this issue,
even a major throwout,
sucks.
I'd say it'd be bad.
But I think it's the next thing he does is what gets him gone.
I'm with
no
Mike.
Matter what happens,
no matter
with this
what
one.
It is,
yeah,
no
matter, no
matter
what happens
is,
with this one, I think
I'm
he
talking
stays, but he's next
fucking.
Because I'm looking at
DUI,
like yeah, like you
like,
have
like anything
the. Jaywalking, fucking then like DUI type stuff. Then you have like
I don't know if jaywalking and DUI are the same.
No, they're not the same. What is
but
which
yeah,
is what
but
I'm
he's saying
you
like
have
what,
different levels.
It would have
of,
to be yeah, like
something
silly like jaywalk. But even at a certain point, it's just like fuck, dude. Like you're under a microscope. Stop fucking up, you know.
You know, violating probation.
But I think Dana White's scared of him jumping ship, going to Bellator,
and
having
taking
a,
fans with him,
having a Tito Ortiz fight that you know. Does well
I don't think any Tito Ortiz fight would do well.
Dude, you put John Jones against Tito Ortiz right now, they would get, it'll be Bellator's best pay-per-view. And
plus, we could see the murder of Tito Ortiz.
Yeah.
Which would be nice.
Which would be fantastic. Even Rampage at this point.
Rampage is back, though, in UFC, isn't he?
No.
He was in and out that fast, huh?
Yeah.
That was within a year.
It was some kind of weird contract thing or something.
Yeah, but he has a deal with Bellator, I thought, now, too.
But, yeah, but Bellator's got a handful of good fighters. They got King Mo.
Then he came back.
They got, if you go down a weight class, they have a bunch of lighter guys, like Jake Shields and all of them are fighting over there. But, yeah, I just think anything half-ass serious, and I don't want to make it sound like a DUI is not serious.
And, of course, all of this is subjective, but still, I would say that anything moderately serious is going to be his
health. Yeah, at a certain point.
But that's what I'm. That's what
he's
I'm
gotten
asking.
Away with more than anybody else ever has. Mm-hmm. Like most people would have been done.
But you do have your series of individuals who are at the top of the top of the sport that are gonna get away with more. They're like, you know, superstars in Hollywood that get away with all kinds of shit and, you know,
right,
slap on the wrist. Mm. Shame.
It's getting, the Coke thing surprised me.
Like the fact that he does it, or
really, it doesn't surprise me at all.
It did surprise me a little bit because he was so 80s? Fucking good on coke. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that was his fucking fuel.
I'm sure, any of us
would
be good
sure,
on coke.
But it's like at a certain point, it's gonna fuck you up too.
Apparently not.
Not him.
He's got superhuman DNA. That's why he's so good, and therefore the coke doesn't fucking.
He's a freak. He is the first fighter who came up a MMA fighter. Yeah. A straight up MMA fighter, because we're finally at that point of
where that's gonna happen.
Yeah, because it was like back in the day, you had Randy Couture, Chuck Liddell. Chuck Liddell was a striker, Couture was a wrestler,
right?
And they were trying to get better at other
stuff. Yeah, they were picking up.
John Jones is young enough where he was watching those guys fight, and so he was like, "Yeah, I'll wrestle in high school, and then I'll start training MMA." And
right after,
yeah, and get good at everything. So it's kind of freaky now to think that all these dudes coming up from like this point on
are going to
be
they're going to be
so
training
far superior
for MMA. It's like
superior to the other fighters from back in the day.
And that's the scary thing. Like, if you pit some of the older guys against the newer class of people,
there's only
a
handful that would hold up. Only a handful. Agreed. We're talking if you go to like the in their prime
right
argument,
in their primes.
Hicks and Gracie, Boss Rutten,
Silva. How far back are we going?
Well, I mean, Hicks and Gracie's got the OG of fighting. But Hicks and Gracie,
I would say
in the
Gracie's really big.
No.
But
no. Hickson's the only one that would have held up.
Think so?
Yeah. Hoist sucks. Hoist, the only reason Hoist Gracie is as popular as he is because when the Gracies came up with the UFC, they wanted to display and advertise Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. So they said, but they said, nobody knows what Jiu-Jitsu is, so anybody who's good at it is going to win. Let's send the smallest guy out there that we have, and that was Hoist.
True.
The least assuming, least intimidating guy. So they sent Hoist out there. He grabbed some arms and some legs. People had no idea what the fuck they were doing, and all of a sudden they realized their arm was broken. And so, like, it set the world on fire. And but even in the super fight, when Ken Shamrock, who was like UFC 3 or 4, learned enough jiu-jitsu to not get caught, it ended in a draw. Like, so even right there at that point, because Hoist knew nothing on his feet at all. And he knew enough wrestling to fucking fall on his back instead of his face so he can pull guard. Hickson was the only one in the family that knew how to strike and knew how to wrestle. Boss Rutten would have last. I think those are the only two old school guys that would. You know what I mean? Like Chuck Liddell.
No way.
But if Chuck Liddell grew up. The problem with Chuck Liddell is he was past his prime when he got popular because of all the bare knuckle fights and basically no rule fights that he used to do back
in
the day.
Chuck Liddell was a straight stand up fighter.
Yeah.
And
he had good wrestling defense.
Beating anybody with solid, really solid jiu-jitsu. No way.
Well, he did, though. He beat Babalu. He beat, if you want to talk about wrestling, he beat Chuck Liddell. You know, like, he would have held up okay, but he wouldn't have been, like, as dominant.
We're talking about Chuck Liddell.
He beat he beat Couture. Sorry, if we want to talk about wrestling.
But Couture, he beat Chuck Liddell too.
Yeah, they both. But I'm just saying, like, had
I don't know
those so guys would have held up okay, but they wouldn't have been like
champs.
The streak that they had. Tito wouldn't last either.
No, Tito wouldn't last.
What are you looking?
I was looking up actually the meaning of bantam weight. Like, I know it's a weight class, but like, where does the origins of the word come from? And also welterweight.
So where's bantam come from?
I was also looking up zone. the European
where Zod gets dismissed to.
The NFL Europe or the European the World European League ceased operations in 2007.
Like I said, they're not.
No, so where'd it go? So bantamweight refers to a small fowl, like a mini chicken, apparently. So bantam, that's yeah.
Conor McGregor, champion cockfighter.
Cock wrestling.
God.
And then welterweight had to do with welter, early 14th century from MDU, blah, 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 to roll. Noun meaning confused mass. First recorded in 1851.
That must have came from Matt Hughes.
Not exactly the most articulate gentleman.
He was a big old fucking farm boy dummy, dude.
Originally used for a heavyweight horseman, or later boxer or wrestler of a certain weight.
There you go. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
BJ Penn in his prime.
Yeah, he would have lasted,
because he was an all around fighter.
Yeah,
his striking wasn't he didn't devastate. He fucked people up with it though.
He had enough power to get away with poor form early on, and he
could wrestle like a
crazy flexible.
Yeah, dude,
still is
ridiculously flexible.
Not as much though.
Well, he's in his late 30s now.
Probably close 40s? To 40s, like in early 40s. I think we could look it up. Probably.
Too lazy.
The one thing that, like, as somebody who watched a shit ton of early Pride and early UFC, the two fighters that make me the saddest that were already kind of past their prime when the sport got popular was Bosruin and Hicks and Gracie, because those dudes were fucking
beasts,
yeah,
animals,
monsters. Bosruin, if people don't know, he's famous for
having tattoos on his fucking
knocking people out with liver shots.
I told you 37.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, liver it shots.
Knocked me the fuck out, too.
No, he used to like literally cripple people in the ring, hit them so hard, they're like, no, I'm done.
They just fold up and literally put their hands up and wave no more because they can't move.
Because he ruptured something on the inside of him that's not supposed to rupture.
You know who?
He's done that, right?
He's hit someone so hard they have cancer.
Makes me think of Bob Sapp.
Jeez.
When I think about, like, just one
the greatest thing Bob Sapp has ever done is win a fight, break his hand, so he got knocked out of the contention to go up in the stepladder match. The guy he beat took his spot. Then his next fight got hit in the same spot Bob Sapp hit him. His orbital bone collapsed. Bob Sapp went into the championship. And then lost because he couldn't punch with his
broken hand. I was going to say, broken hand.
But Bob Sapp, had he trained?
He broke it in his nose.
He broke it in my nose. I made him had he ever, like, actually trained? There's another one. Boss Rutan has talked about him. He's gone to Boss Rutan and was like, hey, train me. And Boss Rutan's like, all right, but do what I tell you. And he's like, okay. And he didn't fucking do it.
Bob Sapp would be a scary
monster.
He's fucking ridiculous.
And what's funny, if you think Bob Sapp, he never would have been able to fight in the UFC because he kind of, yeah, way too big. He was 340 pounds with abs.
Yeah, and like just chest the size of small states.
Like literally, like
he isn't allowed to go to Rhode Island or Maine,
and what it can do for you.
Nice.
He doesn't fit in Rhode Island. He can't go to Maine because he eat all the lobster.
True. Yeah.
They would go out of business. Maine would actually go bankrupt.
Wouldn't be the worst loss.
It's a real thing.
Wouldn't be the worst.
It's true. Maine's pretty bad.
If you had to get rid of a state, what'd you get rid of? New Hampshire.
A real state?
Arizona.
Is New Hampshire really a state still?
It is.
Wow.
It's not like a... What'd you say?
Arizona.
You love this state.
I.
You love the closeted racism that's not really closeted.
I was going to say.
Yeah, yeah, not so closeted racism that's everywhere.
The not so closeted.
The overly...
And overt. All the dirt. Yeah, I love it.
Florida?
Nah,
I like Florida.
I don't like
you like Florida, but Name three good things that come out of Florida, and oranges don't count.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Now I can only get to two.
Miami Vice.
Which wasn't filmed in Miami.
And the remake, the movie.
Which also was not filmed in Miami.
Yep. Well, it had Miami in the title. So.
Use the name Miami, therefore it counts.
Well, I mean, that's, if we're going by that standard, Universal, then, you know, Grand Theft Auto, Vice City.
They have a place there, but it didn't come out of there.
Universal, it's there.
No. What? What was
you
it?
Said Universal Studios, which you'd also have to say Disney World.
Disney World.
But it didn't come out of there.
But it's there.
It's there. But was it could Universal... easily, it could easily be moved to a California, different state.
Can't pick that
one. Was Hollywood first?
Yeah.
It would have to be.
Then they made one in? Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, it makes sense, because obviously that one's bigger and has the better stuff in it. Mm-hmm.
I've never been to Florida, but I can only imagine from what I've seen, like, the weather looks shitty.
Stay out of Jacksonville.
Yeah, stay out of Jacksonville.
Jacksonville's not bad. Look, I go there almost every year.
They have a great Applebee's, though.
TGI Fridays.
There you go.
God, get it right.
Jacksonville is also where Limp Bizkit came from, so we can't really hate them, but we also shouldn't like them.
Yeah, but we do.
Oh, we do.
A lot.
I meant Jacksonville, not them. I love Limp Bizkit. I will always love Limp Bizkit. Even that trash albums they keep coming out with.
They keep coming out with stuff?
Yeah.
Fred Durst is still...
They're working on another one right now.
Fred Durst is still alive.
I thought like my sophomore year...
He looks like
Brett Favre.
Right?
He does.
Yeah.
Have you seen pictures of Fred Durst lately?
I have not.
Big old gray beard, gray hair. Joe will pull it up for you.
Yeah, he looks...
Red hat on backwards.
No?
No.
Well, he was going bald last I saw.
He's got dual cul-de-sacs.
No, he's bald now.
He shaves his head now, yeah, but he has a big old fucking gray beard. It's hilarious.
It is fucking hilarious.
Pictures.
He's still a redneck fucker right from Jacksonville.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's him. That's him. That's him in good shape.
He looks like a villain in a B movie.
The one with Jerry Seinfeld.
he's
a B movie, not the B movie. Yeah. Sorry, my bad. I was like, he was in that? Like, I didn't see it because it looked atrocious. Because the lady tried to have sex with a bee, but
oh Jesus.
Wasn't that what it was about?
I certainly.
Right? They tried to fuck, right? He's like, I'm going to get some of honey. He's like, I'm going to give you some of my honey.
Yeah.
Stinger where it counts?
That got disturbing really fast.
Isn't that what it's about?
It's not what it's about.
I'm not sure what it's about.
What's up?
It's not Howard the Duck.
Oh, we got plenty of time.
It's not Howard the Duck.
Yeah.
Which is a freak.
Yeah.
You freak.
But they had Play Duck in it. With duck boobs.
Duck boobs.
Duck condom.
I don't think that's how it goes.
Both owned by Disney.
You just ruined DuckTales, thanks.
Both owned by Disney.
You're welcome.
Just saying.
It is now, yeah.
Both owned by Disney. They're bringing DuckTales back, by the way.
Oh. Remake or...
What if they did a Howard the Duck and they included the cast from DuckTales?
Yeah.
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 Think about that.
I still want a Howard the Duck movie.
But that's what I'm saying.
I want a live action Darkwing Duck movie.
But that's what I'm saying. You could have all the, I mean, like, it doesn't have to be like specifically in the movie, but like
sorry.
You could have Howard the Duck.
I went blind
Duck.
For a second because all the blood rushed to my erection.
You could have
who'd
like,
you cast as Darkwing?
No,
a CGI duck.
No, voice.
CGI duck.
I think he meant voice.
Will Arnett.
He's Batman. You can't do it. He's
no, actually, I think that would.
There's a huge Batman. Difference between Batman and Lego Batman. One beatboxes, the other one beats the fuck out of people.
I'm also Batman. No, you're not.
You're Lego Batman. No one cares.
They do.
They do.
But
that actually would be a good choice.
Nah, man.
No.
He's not likable enough. Fuck's argument for me.
Yeah.
But I'm just thinking
he'd be a better Frank Bannister.
Nope.
No, like, I don't know. Who could you... I mean, it would be... that's a good question.
Doesn't have to be anybody.
If you're going to do CG, you could literally get the same guy. Like, he's not dead.
True.
I can't even give his name right now.
I'm sure he is.
No, he's not.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, man.
Dead.
I just want to know...
It's the 80s. It wasn't... Early 90s, sorry.
Early 90s, yeah.
Not that long
ago. I could look it up. Joe, look at who voiced Darkwing Duck?
Dick.
Well, if he was already, like, an old man when it started.
Nah, man, the voices never change.
Yeah, the voices change all the
time.
Nah,
Tara Strong,
that's what he said.
Tara Strong looks smart.
Yeah,
she
smart.
Does.
Super smart.
Yeah. Very, very Smart.
John DiMaggio is my favorite favorite one to hear, because you can always tell who he is, except for his Marcus Phoenix, because that one still blew my mind when I found out.
Jim Cummings.
See, I knew it was someone that was like still does stuff.
Cummings.
He does all sorts of stuff. He does audiobooks now, too.
Yeah.
How or not now, he? But he's doing audiobooks.
How old is he? IMDb says he is...
Carry the one.
Are you doing advanced math?
It should give you the age. Shit.
Is there a Wikipedia link?
He was born in 1952, so
he'd be 60.
It's too old to be a superhero.
Yeah.
It's his fucking voice, man.
Yeah, I'm sure it doesn't sound good anymore.
You're out of your fucking mind.
You're out of your fucking mind.
But no, you didn't see Zootopia with us.
I did not.
Have you seen Zootopia at all?
I have not.
So John DiMaggio, if you don't know who that is, did the voice of Bender.
Okay.
As well as Marcus Phoenix from Gears of War, which still fucking blows my mind. But he had a small little cameo in it. And like, this is literally, he's an antelope that comes out and goes, "Hey, I want a ticket. Like, why'd you give me a ticket? Like, I was just a minute over," or something like that. And then I was like, "That was John DiMaggio." Gone. That was it. And that character actually had a name. Like, it wasn't just antelope in the back. Antelope in the distance. Nope. Had a character. It was pretty funny. Yep.
No, what I was going to originally say is, like,
Tosh has
since
to
they
go.
Have the...
We're going
to
wrap it up soon.
I know, but since they have the owner, Disney has the ownership of all that stuff, you know, you could get a Howard the Duck movie, but then I would like to see just, like, background stuff, like Darkwing Duck is a comic book in that world, you know?
Or you mean...
They should just bring Darkwing Duck back, though.
Or, you know, you have,
depending on how good DuckTales does, because that's how Darkwing Duck started.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Which was weird, because, like, it wasn't like a direct spinoff because he was never in DuckTales.
Right. No.
But Launchpad McQuack was. So they're like, you know what we should do?
We'll just
make a spinoff.
Over, yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Launchpad McQuack. Like, what's it going to be called? Darkwing Duck. It's about a guy like Batman or a duck like Batman. They're like, Launchpad? No. He's his sidekick.
No.
Who was basically was like, we just needed a link to.
Comic relief.
Yeah. We just needed a link to DuckTales. They're like, we could have just used that. Like, I remember like when there was talks of like a Gizmo Duck show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like, yeah, those movies are amazing. It's something I haven't watched in a long time. Is a DuckTales movie.
Dan Castellaneta played Megavolt.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yep, yeah, there's all sorts of people in those ones back in the day. Because like, back in the day, Disney, especially the DuckTales, like DuckTales, Rescue Rangers, Tailspin, all those ones. Had so many like voice actors in them that like.
But they were still all so good.
Oh yeah, it was fantastic.
So good. Good writing.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yep. It's that time.
I
like
how
IMDb just lists him as Darkwing Duck. They don't list him as a
sucker.
They don't list him as a Drake Mallard.
Really?
He's just listed as Darkwing Duck. 91 episodes.
Someone else do the voice? That's back in the day when they used to pump out episodes.
Yeah.
It was like back in the day. They're just like,
Batman,
we don't know.
The animated series.
Yeah, 913 episodes.
Fuck.
Did in 3 weeks. Jesus.
Said,
took
can
longer
I just
to
go
the fucking voice done.
Shut up, you're Batman.
Shut up. Just fucking yell at the writers. More stories. More.
I haven't seen my wife in years. Yeah, she's probably happy.
You're welcome.
He was a writer.
Shut up,
so,
Paul Dini.
Yeah, shut up, Paul Dini.
Philip Hartman did a voice in Darkwing Duck.
He did a voice in DuckTales, if I'm not mistaken, too.
Paddywhack was his name.
Paddywhack. That was a villain.
Is that season one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Season two, somewhere around here.
Michael Greer, museum curator.
I'm telling you, everyone was in those things. Oh, there's season two. Right next to American Dad. There, yep. I don't have season three. I think I only did just the first two.
Quitter.
I have all the Futuramas, though. Well, the original ones, not
that's good.
The other ones.
Not the movies?
Yeah, no. I have one of the movies, I think. I don't know. Tailspin's not even open.
Dodge has to go.
All right.
We're going to wrap this up. By the way, Batman v Superman had its problems. Kind of cool fight scenes. Batman stabs a guy. So definitely the best Batman ever.
Way to sell it, Mike.
Yep. He stabs a dude.
He does stab a dude.
Full on stab?
Yeah. Full on stab.
Full on stab.
Implied stab?
What? Do you think he half stabbed him?
Yeah.
No.
On his shoulder?
Well, yeah,
full on stab like in the gut where he's
hit
like
hit the whole goddamn blade though.
What?
Hit the whole goddamn blade.
Oh yeah, he did a good job. I'm not gonna say he didn't.
He certainly didn't miss.
Yeah.
Oh, he missed, all right. He missed going through that fucking wall.
With the hilt. When he fucking RoboCop the one guy.
Oh, dude, so fantastic.
That was so good. So good. Listen, people, you can go watch Batman v Superman. You're going to be like, oh, there's plot holes. Yes, there is. You're going to be like, oh, the dialogue's weird. Okay, yeah.
Character development.
Yeah, whatever. The last 45 minutes of it is the best action you're ever going to get out of a comic book movie. It's fucking phenomenal.
It's very angry.
Oh, yeah, dude. Batfleck don't fuck around. So good.
Yeah, he's in a bad mood that entire time.
Oh, yeah. He was in a bad mood the entire movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was not hugged enough as a kid.
Obviously.
Because his parents died early on. You know, Alfred wasn't going to hug him.
Well, when they're around. I mean, well, shit. Alfred could have hugged the shit out of him, but you never know.
Nope.
He tried, and then he ran off and fell into a boarded up thing.
Chinese prison.
Hole, yeah. Then flew with bats.
The bat hole.
I was like, I'm getting ready to walk out of the movie right now.
That was a really frustrating part.
Oh my god, dude!
This movie.
And yeah. Also,
okay. Oh, you have dream no idea.
Wait. So if you have a problem with dream sequences, you're gonna.
This
hate
one's
this movie.
Gonna.
When I say they give Batman's origin, I'm not talking just about the shooting of his pants.
I thought it was just the shooting. Yeah.
Oh no no, no
no no no! There's so much more.
They're literally like the beginning of that movie is literally the beginning of Batman Begins. Oh. Other than the fact that you don't see him fighting with...
It's like 5 minutes. He's overselling it. He's making it sound like they went through.
More than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But the fact that you have to retell it, and you're retelling it every single time you introduce a new... No, I mean...
5 minutes. Movie's 4 hours long.
You know what? Let's go see it again for you guys. First time for me.
I already seen it.
He's not going to go home. He's going to be a giant vagina and drive back to California.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to go home, too.
Thought you were going bowling.
I am.
Oh, why are you going home?
Got to go.
All right. Anyways, that's anxious. It. Comes naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike, and Taj.
I'm
wow,
Cody.
Fuck you, Cody. Yeah, man, you're out, bitch.
Nah.
All right, whatever.
Not at all.
No, he's Mike Taj.
You're Mike Taj.
Oh, Mike Taj.
That's you're what you said. Not Mike Taj.
He's Mike and Taj. I just didn't want him to have to talk.
I wasn't.
Fair enough.
No problem.
And that's it. So, like normal, you pretty guys just came naturally.
Yep, all over the place.
Face, neck, and chest.